知行英语。Listen and share.
Room 13. 13号房间。That evening, Anderson spoke to the landlord of the Golden Lion Inn. Why is there no room number 13 in the inn? He asked. Many people won't sleep in a room number 13, the landlord replied. They say it's unlucky. Then who is in your room number 13? Asked Anderson. There isn't a room number 13, the landlord said.Your room is next to room number 14. Of course, said Anderson. I must have made a mistake. Would you like to come up to number 12 for a glass of brandy and a cigar? I'd like to very much, said the landlord. They went upstairs together. They went past room number 10 and number 11 to reach number 12. The landlord looked at the inside of number 12.This room looks very small, he said. Anderson poured two glasses of brandy. Both men lit cigars. Anderson opened the window to let out the smoke. There was a red light and a shadow on the wall of the house opposite. The light came from number 13. The shadow was dancing wildly, but there was no noise.Anderson sat down to drink his brandy. He wanted to tell the landlord about the strange things he had seen. Suddenly, a terrible noise came from the next room.
那晚，安德森先生找金狮旅馆的老板谈了话。他问，为什么没有人住在13号房间？
很多人都不愿意住13号房间，他们说那数字不吉利。老板回答说，
那么谁住在您旅馆的13号房间里呢？安德森问。
根本就没有13号房间呢，老板回答道。您的房间挨着的是14号房间。
安德森先生说，当然，一定是我搞错了。您愿意到我房间来喝杯白兰地，抽支雪茄吗？
老板回答道，非常乐意。他们一起上楼，经过10号和11号房间，来到12号房间。老板看看屋子里面说，这个房间看起来真是太小了。安德森先生倒了两杯白兰地，俩人都点起了雪茄。安德森先生把窗户打开，好让烟散出去。他看到对面墙上有了红光和一个人影，但光来自13号房间，那影子疯狂地舞动着，但是却没有发出一点声音。安德森先生坐下来喝白兰地，正当他想开口告诉旅馆老板他看到的怪事情时，隔壁房间突然传来很大的响声。
现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文，相信这对大家的理解会有些帮助。
That evening, Anderson spoke to the landlord of the Golden Lion Inn.
那晚，安德森先生找金狮旅馆的老板谈了话。
Why is there no room number 13 in the inn? He asked.
他问，为什么没有人住在13号房间？
Many people won't sleep in a room number 13, the landlord replied. They say it's unlucky.
很多人都不愿意住13号房间，他们说那数字不吉利。老板回答说。
Then who is in your room number 13? Asked Anderson.
那么谁住在您旅馆的13号房间里呢？安德森问。
There isn't a room number 13, the landlord said.Your room is next to room number 14.
根本就没有13号房间呢，老板回答道。您的房间挨着的是14号房间。
Of course, said Anderson. I must have made a mistake. Would you like to come up to number 12 for a glass of brandy and a cigar?
安德森先生说，当然，一定是我搞错了。您愿意到我房间来喝杯白兰地，抽支雪茄吗？
I liked it very much, said the landlord.
老板回答道，非常乐意。
They went upstairs together. They went past room number 10 and number 11 to reach number 12.
他们一起上楼，经过10号和11号房间，来到12号房间。
The landlord looked at the inside of number 12. This room looks very small, he said.
老板看看屋子里面，说，这个房间看起来真是太小了。
Anderson poured two glasses of brandy. Both men lit cigars.
安德森先生倒了两杯白兰地，俩人都点起了雪茄。
Anderson opened the window to let out the smoke. There was a red light in the shadow on the wall of the house opposite.
安德森先生把窗户打开，好让烟散出去。他看到对面墙上有了红光和一个人影。
The light came from number 13. The shadow was dancing wildly, but there was no noise.
但光来自13号房间。那影子疯狂地舞动着，但是却没有发出一点声音。
Anderson sat down and drank his brandy. He wanted to tell the landlord about the strange things he had seen. Suddenly, a terrible noise came from the next room.
安德森先生坐下来喝白兰地，正当他想开口告诉旅馆老板他看到的怪事情时，隔壁房间突然传来很大的响声。
讲解一下相关的语言点。
Spoke to somebody， 与某人说话。Spoke 是动词 speak 的过去式。Don't speak to strangers on the street at night.
夜里不要在大街上跟陌生人说话。
Won't 是 will not 的缩写。
这里 will 是愿意的意思。那么 won't 就是指不愿意。
People usually will make friends with those that are kind to others.
人们通常愿意与友好的人交朋友。
Number 13.
13在西方文化里是不吉利的数字。
Replied 是动词 reply 的过去式，
意思是回答，可做及物动词，也可做不及物动词。也就是说，回答某人可以说 reply somebody 或者 reply to somebody。
Next to 在哪里的隔壁。The police station lies next to our house.
警察局在我家隔壁。
Must.
这里表示猜测，但语气相当肯定。
I must have made a mistake.
我一定是犯了错。
She must be innocent.
她肯定是无辜的。
A glass of brandy.
一杯白兰地，一种烈酒。
I drank two glasses of brandy because I was in a bad mood.
我心情不太好，所以喝了两杯白兰地。
介词 past,
经过。
I drive past the CCTV building every day to go to work.
我每天开车上班都经过中央电视台。
Reach,
到达，及物动词。
The president reached Hong Kong this morning.
总统今天早上抵达香港。
Your letter has reached me.
我已经收到你的信了。
Look, 看起来，联系动词。This place looks safe.
这个地方看起来很安全。
Pour,
倒，斟饮料。
I've poured a cup of tea for you.
我倒了杯茶给你。
Will you pour the coffee?
你来倒咖啡好吗？
Let out,
放掉，泄露。
Let out the smoke,
把烟味放掉。
Let out the secret,
把秘密泄露出去。
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿。谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语不能一步十寒。